is there somebody inside who I think should be the chief constable? And I have to answer honestly that no, I can't identify such a person. Lots of this is about who leads, who's in the top job within the policing, but it goes much more broad than that. This is an issue of the culture of policing. It's about their systems and it's about their capacity to be and to be held fully accountable.
The Ulster Unionist Party MLA, Alan Chambers, joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, is that a rollback from Sinn Féin?
Well, Stephen, just at the start there, Gerry gave us a history lesson, and very one-sided history lesson, of course. That's what we've come to expect from Sinn Féin. But this is not about history. This is about the appointment.
The police did apologise for disclosure issues just last week, Alan.
Yes, and the policing board have already begun a process to investigate all the circumstances around that, and no doubt will come to a conclusion after they've done their fact-finding. But in relation to that, this is about the appointment of a chief constable, but Mary Lou herself yesterday said that it was broader than that, and indeed it is. It's also about the appointment of a new assistant chief constable, and indeed some of the assistant chief constable positions have to be filled as well. So it is a broader process, and you know, Gerry's on there, and his leader has impinged the integrity of all the senior management of the PSNI. But Gerry's telling us to trust his integrity. And, you know, we talk about the confidence, having confidence in the police. I think the public have to have confidence in the policing board and in their ability to appoint a new chief constable. And quite frankly, I don't buy what Gerry's saying. I would like to see the three Sinn Féin representatives on the policing board disassociate themselves from the remarks of their leader yesterday. I don't think they can sit on an interview panel.
Well, listen to this very clearly, Alan, what Gerry Kelly has just told the Nolan Show.
There are clearly people capable within the PSNI and outside it to apply for this job.
So there's obviously a serious difference of opinion within Sinn Féin. Maybe they need to go away and sort it out and come out later today with a definitive statement.
Well, you can't, Alan, demand that people distance themselves. And then when Gerry Kelly, that was crystal clear at the end of that interview.
It may well be, but
so do you welcome his comments?
I think that in terms of an interview process for a new chief constable, I think that it has been compromised by the remarks of Mary Lou McDonald. In the eyes of the public, it's perception's everything, Stephen. And the public perception will be here that Sinn Féin have made this statement yesterday that there's nobody within the senior management of the PSNI that would be suitable to take the chief constable's job. How much clearer can that be?
And how much clearer can Gerry Kelly be this morning?
Well, Gerry Kelly, that's fine. Gerry can say that, but he had to be probed and interviewed and interrogated by yourself before he eventually said that. Why did he not come on at the start of the interview and say, look, here's my position. I don't accept what my leader of my party said yesterday, because I think there's some wonderful people in the PSNI who would be well qualified to be a chief constable. Why didn't he not say that at the start of the interview?
You see, here's the context which Sinn Féin gave this morning on the programme. The context is that when documents all of a sudden don't turn up, when documents, they weren't found, and when they are then discovered and collated many, many years later, and they lead to serious investigation about life-defining incidents, then people maybe won't have trust in the police, Alan. And maybe that message should get through loud and clear to the police.
Well, what are we saying then? What are Sinn Féin saying, Stephen? I mean, they've prevented the return of an assembly and an executive with their red lines. Are they putting down red lines now about the police? Is this broader? Are they saying that we need a new police force? We need to have another Patton report? Is that what they're calling for?
Do you think Sinn Féin candidates can now sit on the policing board for the recruitment process of the next chief constable?
I would need to listen to legal advice from within the policing board, but I know that the policing board have put out a statement that they have begun a process of recruiting a new chief constable, and it will be based purely on merit. I think that these remarks, and certainly in the eyes of the public, will create an impression or a perception that the process will not be fair. And certainly, I mean, if you were one of the senior officers sitting in the PSNI at the moment, I would think you'd be extremely disappointed with the remarks that have been made.
Okay, Alan, thank you. 0330 80 55 55. Graham in Belfast. Morning, Graham.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I would just like to say to Gerry Kelly that Drew Harris was an ex-PSNI officer, and the Garda thought he was a good enough officer to join their ranks. Would Gerry say he's a good officer? Would he welcome him back if the opportunity ever came to come back to the PSNI?
Well, Gerry Kelly made it clear this morning that he wouldn't specify who would be suitable or not suitable. And then again, Graham, you know, you can't, I guess you can't criticise, can you, a politician for not being clear? And then when they are, just ignore it.
Well, I don't think that they have been clear.
Let's listen again. Let's listen again to what Gerry Kelly told us at the end of this interview this morning.
There are clearly people capable within the PSNI and outside it to apply for this job.
Graham?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Yes. Well, that's not what Mary Lou was saying yesterday.
No, she was talking about a culture within policing. She said it's much more broad. She said it's about the systems. And yeah,
there seems to be
a difference of opinion. But Gerry Kelly's pointing out she doesn't know the people at the top.
That's grand.
So why
did
she say it?
But Gerry Kelly has never come out and said this before, that there's a PSNI officers that are good enough. That has never happened before. So this is the first time I have ever heard Gerry Kelly saying on any show that there is PSNI officers that are good enough for the job.
So do you welcome his comments?
I absolutely welcome the comments. Who would not welcome the comments? But he needs to go further with the comments.
And Mark in Belfast. Morning, Mark.
How are you doing, Stephen? Will you once explain this one, get a good enough answer out of him? Because the answer wasn't good enough. What he stated was that there's people qualified to apply for the job. What he clearly didn't say, which is the rating that isn't on the line, he didn't say there was anybody acceptable to Sinn Féin to fill the job. He said there's people qualified to apply for the job. That's a totally different thing. Totally different thing. So you didn't get the answer that you should have got off him. But that's not your fault. That's Gerry Kelly's fault.
He said all the applications would be treated on merit, Mark.
He said there's plenty of people in it that are qualified to apply. He did not say there was one single person in the PSNI acceptable to Sinn Féin. Being qualified to apply for it and acceptable for the job is two different things. It's north and south. It's two different things. Completely pulls apart, Steve.
But you can't preempt the outcome of the interview, can you?
No, you can't, but I'm telling you what the answer to the question that you asked him was. He has stated clearly and categorically, which he'll hold up in the future to you, that there was people qualified to apply for the position. Being qualified and being acceptable to fill the position is two totally different things.
I see the press officer, Mark, for Sinn Féin, Sean McGeer. He's the senior press officer. I see he's listening attentively this morning. He's just tweeted, poor Stephen Nolan, God love him, he says. The issue clearly this week that the police failed to make information on undercover policing available on 30 UDA murders. Maybe no one told them.
I don't want to put it orange and green. It's the same on both sides, Stephen. There's many, many men in this country with many, many secrets, and they're never going to divulge them on either side of the divide. And Gerry Kelly happens to be one of those men. Do I think he's qualified to sit on an interviewing panel and decide who's qualified to take the job of the police constable? No, I don't think he's qualified to do that, no. I think that's an unfair system in itself. He's totally unqualified to do it.
Well, and Gerry Kelly clearly would dispute that and has reassured people that if he were to be sitting on the policing board, that he would be judging it on merit alone. Alan Mayans is with me this morning. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. your former senior police officer, Mary Lou McDonald, yesterday, she talks about the systems within the police. She talks about the culture within the police. What do you think that will do to confidence in policing in Northern Ireland?
Well, I don't think it's a surprise that Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald would make such a statement. It's, I mean, it's naive and ignorant at its best. I mean, what she's doing there is headlining yet another political sort of headline for police that are not dealing with collusion or the past. I mean, that is, you know, from my point of view, and I think most of your listeners who have any sense of normality about them will understand that the police have a very difficult job. They will also understand that those police officers who are currently sitting at the senior positions within the PSNI are police officers who have gone through a fairly rigorous, in policing terms, process to get where they need to go. So they're intelligent, they have got credibility, they're there on their own merits. Now, none of that's taken on board by Sinn Féin when the headline is that they're not fit for purpose, basically. Now, can I say, in fairness to Gerry Kelly, I have spoken to Gerry Kelly on several occasions, and one particularly after appearing on your show, Stephen, and he takes his role as a member of the policing board and indeed appointment of the chief constable, which was probably George Hamilton the last time around, he takes it very serious, and I've spoken to him in depth about what he looks for and what he wants, and he's actually quite fair in his approach to doing that. Now, this process that we're going to go through for the next chief constable will be, thankfully, not just Sinn Féin. It will be other representatives of the policing board, and therefore there should be an equal balance of what hopefully will come out the other side.
Do you think this has undermined confidence in policing within the nationalist community?
Well, it doesn't help. You know, the police have made so many inroads to Republican nationalist areas, and with the help, by the way, of Sinn Féin and the community workers, as they now call themselves. And there is a continual job of work to be done within that community. And look, you know, they talk about trying to get police officers recruited in from the nationalist area, when in actual fact, you know, most of the young police officers who want to come in from a Catholic background are not permitted to by their own community. It's not the fact that they don't want to join the police because they've no confidence. I think that's absolute nonsense. I think what this past, it keeps catching up with us. I know what the intelligence is like in terms of how it's archived. I know that the Deputy Chief Constable has made an apology on human error. I don't know what that's about. However, you can be rest assured that knowing Stephen Martin, it's 100% right. Nobody goes out within the PSNI, I don't believe, to hinder progress.
Well, you don't believe that, but there might be other people who find it very difficult to believe.
I understand that.
Difficult to believe that it's the covert operation documentation about the police. Oh, it didn't appear for years. And it was such sensitive information that it's led the police ombudsman to call for an inquiry. So you might not, you know, human error. How many times do you say human error? Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, Stephen, with the greatest respect to you and your listeners and anybody else that wants to take that view, I was in the police. I dealt with the intelligence. I dealt with the murders from all sides. I know exactly what I'm talking about. It suits people on both Republic and Nationalist and Loyalist to think that there was collusion. Why? Because they're not getting the satisfactory answers that they require. And do you know what? The passage of time is so much against us now.
If you're a family member of a loved one who was so brutally murdered by loyalist paramilitaries. I'm not saying you, I'm saying generally. By loyalist paramilitaries, okay? And if then you hear the police saying the officer typed in the wrong type of gun, and that's why for years none of this stuff appeared, you would swallow that very hard, Alan.
And I don't underestimate in any shape or form the victims of the troubles. Don't get me wrong, I'm 100% there with them, and I would like to see them get justice. And there's nothing that would, in my world, they should get every potential document that's there. However, there are certain classified documentation that probably would save and probably create
difficulty with human life as we speak now. So people's lives could be in danger now, and the police have to take note of that and account and take legal advice. So you talk about victims, Stephen. You talk about victims, and there are victims in all sides of this. I have victims in my family who we haven't got justice for. Do I get on and say that there's no confidence in the police? No, I don't. Why? Because I believe that society needs police service like the PSNI, who, by the way, Sinn Féin, all those years ago under Patton, they got the policing board, they got the ombudsman to make sure it's fair and whatever else, and this is what we're seeing as a direct result of the police ombudsman getting not getting documentation. Okay. That's exactly what it's for.
Alan, thank you very much indeed. Let's hear again what Gerry Kelly told us this morning.
There are clearly people capable within the PSNI and outside it to apply for this job.
Mark Lindsay from the Police Federation with us today. How do you react to that, Mark?
Well, I think this whole sorry business has been an extraordinary interference in what has and what should have been a transparent process. I think it does question the objectivity of people involved in the selection of a new chief constable, which is probably one of the most critical roles and public appointments that we do in Northern Ireland here. So I think I think it was ill-advised and it was ill-judged at best.
Do you now welcome what Gerry Kelly has said?
Well, I think it's a rolling back of the position from yesterday. I don't think that Gerry had any alternative. But to say that, I agree with your previous caller. I think he does take his role very seriously on the policing board, and I think it left him with no choice but to say that. However, we will still have to see on the outworkings of how this sits with both the policing board. It is a decision for them to make as to what inclusion, and indeed may at some point be subject to some legal challenge by candidates who may or may not feel have been disadvantaged by the comments.
Have you the confidence in Sinn Féin sitting on that appointment panel now?
I think it's very challenging. I think the difficulty is that whenever we make statements, public statements, which effectively begin to taint an open and transparent process, I think that makes it very, very difficult. I think, as I've said there, I think the Sinn Féin members of the board take their role very seriously. But I would need more reassurances than just a contrary view, of which I accept had to be said. But I think everybody would need more reassurance.
Well, it didn't have to be said, Mark. You know, again, Gerry Kelly is a seasoned enough politician to not say anything he doesn't want to say, right? So I had to push him, but he said it.
No, absolutely, you did. And
so if he's sitting on the policing board, he has said that there are people within the PSNI credible for that job.
Well, I know there are people in the PSNI who are credible for that job. I think that's clear and apparent to everybody who looks at the public interactions that the senior team have on a daily basis. But there are also, you know, there are people who are credible from outside of Northern Ireland, and there are also people credible from within Northern Ireland, which makes all the more amazing that we had that statement yesterday saying that there was nobody fit for purpose, in effect, from the leader of that party.
What do you think, Mary Lou McDonald? At the end of the day, she's at the top of Sinn Féin. What do you think she now needs to do?
Well, I think she needs to apologise. I think Gerry made comment earlier on that actually she doesn't know any of them. Well, if she doesn't know any of them, then she shouldn't be making comment about them. And that's the same on across the spectrum. If people simply don't know or aren't informed in their positions, well, then they shouldn't be making comment. And that's from across the political divide. It's not just, this isn't just around Sinn Féin. This is around, you know, if there's unionist politicians making such comments, I think they could equally be challenged in the same way.
Mark Lindsay, thank you. Alex in Lisburn. Morning, Alex.
Morning. No, I just followed the whole discussion. It's ironic, though, that Marty McDonald's making the comments about the suitability of PSNI officers when there's one of them running her own police service down south, the Garda Síochána. Drew Harris is the commissioner. That's the irony of it. But I sort of think maybe Mary Lou's just playing politics. You know, when the Good Friday Agreement was signed, there was a number of pillars. One was police reform, one was Stormont, and one was, you know, the border basically no longer existed effectively for a lot of people. And with Brexit, we see the border coming back into play. They took advantage of how Stormont was run, and they're blocking the return of devolution to Stormont, which is another pillar of the Good Friday Agreement. And the third pillar is policing. And I think Sinn Féin are trying to undermine faith in policing in an attempt with a border poll in mind. It's one of the things they want to undermine the nationalist confidence in the police. And that'll maybe increase their support in the border poll.
Alex, thank you. And George, morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. Just McCall was just to completely agree with Alex there too. You have to look. You kept pushing Gerry, and rightly so, on any documents that the IRA may or may not have for the legacy issues. But I mean, I would like the next time you have them on, or any Sinn Féin representative on, to take it to a broader picture, because I'm all in favour of residents being Sean Graham's shackle, getting to the truth and getting to what happened to their relatives. But what part did the IRA play in them not getting to the truth? You know, we'll have to look at when they blew the forensic lab up over at Beaver, destroying thousands upon thousands of pieces of evidence. Now, that evidence could have been linked up with documents that the PSA and I have and can't use because the evidence was compromised in the forensic lab. So therefore, you know, the IRA has to be questioned, and Sinn Féin indeed has to be questioned. Will they criticise the IRA for denying thousands and thousands of victims of getting to the truth, both Republican loyalist security forces and innocent members of the public, you know? And also, you have the decommissioning when it went on, and it was written into the decommission issue by Sinn Féin. It was one of their demands that weapons being handed over couldn't be forensically tested to see where that led the police to. So it's a completely unlevel playing field for to criticise the police for not being able to do their job in the legacy part when all those barriers were put in front of the police's way before they even got an investigation underway. So maybe the next time you have them on, could you question them? Would you criticise the bombing of the lab at the time?
And what's that going to gain?
Well, it's going to gain. You know, the point that it is that this has all came about because they're trying to undermine the police, as Alex said, and ordinary citizens that I speak to think the same thing, and they're undermining the police through legacy. So they are, because they can't. They're saying they cannot get to the truth. But Stephen, if you have a piece of evidence sitting in your office there that you lost something, that you had lost something in the office, and it went missing, and you knew who took it, and the evidence from the office disappeared, you couldn't accuse that person of anything because you have no evidence. And once that lab was bombed, all that forensics evidence was compromised. So therefore, you know, they deliberately set out. My point is, the IRA deliberately set out to deny victims access to the truth by bombing that lab and destroying evidence, and then to come on years later and tell us and demand that the police get to the truth. You know, and if the police may well have documents about things going back all the way through the Troubles. So that, but the documents were stored, say, at Castlereagh or wherever they store them. So that, and the forensics part of that investigation was held at the lab. You know, so if the two can't link up, it's very, very hard to the police to link anything or anyone to a certain crime if they haven't got any more forensics evidence. And the police can only go where forensics, I've said this before, the police can only go where forensics takes them. So and if someone sets out to deliberately destroy that forensics evidence, then it puts a barrier in front of the police, a big barrier that probably is too high to,
what does
to
this
get across.
What do you think this says, if anything, George, about the mindset of Mary Lou McDonald and Sinn Féin, the party she's leading?
Well, unfortunately, Stephen, you know, Alec, I think, had the nail on the head there. This is about Sinn Féin never do nothing and never say nothing. You know, that wasn't, you know, people saying that Mary Lou maybe made a mistake and Gerry's backtracking. Sinn Féin are too cute and too well-versed in politics to come out for Mary Lou to make such a mistake yesterday. That was well-versed. You know, when you'll find in weeks down the lane, coming up to the appointment of the chief constable or somewhere where this statement yesterday will be a useful tool to Sinn Féin to beat either the new candidate or else to take legal action against any candidate that's been appointed.
I see the TV leader, Jim Allister, has released a statement on the back of what Gerry Kelly has said on the Nolan Show this morning, George. He's basically saying that Gerry Kelly's comments on Nolan, contrary to how they've been interpreted by some people this morning, did not roll back from what Mary Lou McDonald said. He said, of course, there are people within the PSNI who are able to apply, but there's a huge difference between saying someone from within the police can apply and saying there's a possibility of someone within the police being appointed. We should probably play Gerry Kelly's comments one more time to get the context for this.
There are clearly people capable within the PSNI and outside it to apply for this job.
What do you read into what Gerry has said, George? How do you read that?
As I said, there's nothing. They're cute. They're well-versed politicians. They're well-versed. You know, even when you interview anyone from Sinn Féin, you'll never, ever get a straight answer. And that was proven this morning by Gerry. You never got a straight answer from him. So therefore, it's always a bigger picture. There's always a goal. There's always There's always a goal in what to do.
Well, Martin
and they never make mistakes.
Martin and Ballymurphy wants to speak to you, George.
That was not a mistake from Mary Lou.
Stay there, George. Morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Say good morning to George.
Good morning, George. How are you?
How you doing, Martin?
George, before I ask you a question, can I say something to Stephen here?
Yes.
I was on yesterday, asked a guy a question. I had only asked him the question, and Stephen jumped in straight away, started interrupting the two of us, never let the two of us talk at all, and then cut us off. Being his usual rude self, so maybe he'll let me ask you a question and let you answer. Okay, George?
Yes, go ahead.
Is that okay with you, Stephen?
Carry on.
George, you were saying, I heard you saying this yesterday too on Talkback about the forensic lab that was blowing up and the PSNI could have had evidence out of that that could have helped victims of the Armour Road and all that there.
Yes.
And things like that there. Well, I imagine that if there had been evidence there to sort things like that out, that it would have been just more evidence that the police wouldn't have handed over. Because you're saying if they had had that evidence, they'd handed it over, when they already have evidence now, and they're not handing it over.
Well, Martin, can I just come back to you now? So the broader picture here is you're sort of indicating that the police would not have used any evidence to prosecute anyone, even if they had had it.
No, what I'm saying to you is that the police have evidence. It keeps repeating itself every time there's a legacy inquest or whatever's happened over the years. The police are always coming back. Oh, here's then somebody finds a bit of evidence and going, "Jesus, why was this not?"
Many legacy inquests are there, Martin, into the IRA.
Martin, excuse me.
Hold on, George. Martin, how many legacy inquests are there into the IRA? Are they handing over many documents?
Right, let me...
Are they handing over much information?
Right.
Martin.
Hold on, George. Hold on. Let him answer that question, George.
Hold on, George. See, you, Stephen Nolan, you're supposed to be an impartial reporter. Do you know what you do by asking me a question? You just told the unionist politics.
It is a totally relevant question.
Well, then let me answer it. I'm putting it in the way that you ask these questions. That is a Jeffrey Donaldson lane all day long.
It is a relevant question.
And I'm going to answer it if you keep quiet. But I'm allowed to say why I'm saying what I'm saying. So learn to keep quiet and don't be so rude.
You're very angry this morning, Martin.
Of course I'm angry, because you pissed me off. So let me answer the question.
You need to be careful with your language. So you can criticise me, but let's be careful with your language this morning.
Oh, am I not allowed to get pissed off?
No, you're not. Now, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to take you off air. If you do it one more time, you're gone.
I need to ask Martin a question, if I can, please, before he goes.
Go ahead, George.
Martin, see this particular piece of evidence relating to the Sean Graham's murders?
Go ahead.
Who brought it to light?
Who brought back to light the evidence?
Who found it and brought it to light?
Who?
The police, the PSNI. It was a PSNI officer, does it?
Tell me this, George. What about the gun that was in the museum? Who found that?
Was in the museum, the gun that was an ordinary member of the public. Again, I'm not adept now, Martin. Hear me out here, please, mate.
Go ahead.
I'm not adept at criticising the police. Of course, I criticise the police. When the police get it wrong, I will criticise them.
Right.
So, well,
the police
I will have
wrong.
No doubt they're criticising them. But if there's barriers, everybody, I want to see the Ballymurphy families, the Shankill families, the Enniskillen families, the Bond families, anywhere that lost an innocent member of their family during the conflict. I want them to get to the truth.
Perfect.
But I don't want a one-sided view being put across that when Sinn Féin, I'm harping back to Sinn Féin, but they're the main protagonists in this, trying to undermine the police and complaining about legacy issues. When, before any of this came into play, they set out, as I said yesterday and said today, they bombed the forensic club and then got it written into legislation that any weapons handed over to be decommissioned could not be forensically tested. So therefore, that's a fact that they're stopping people getting to the truth. It should be a Republican, a loyalist, or a security force member, or an innocent member of the public coming out of church that was gunned down by a certain weapon that was decommissioned and nobody could ever know about that weapon.
Okay, George. Now, I think that Sinn Féin is already up for a truth commission to get all the truth coming out, and there's there's other parties. I don't think the DUP's any interest in a truth commission. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm only Joe Bloggs here. I just know what I know. I'm not a...
Martin, do you have confidence in the police?
Not now. Why not? Well, when you hear the things that keeps coming out, all these things keep coming out. It's never ending. Like, I mean, just an example, just a perfect example, is the gun in the museum. I mean, you even look at the Ballymurphy families. The Ballymurphy families are all going to courts now and go through the whole trauma of their innocent families being murdered, brutally murdered in the streets. And they had to do more or less their own digging and their own investigations. And it's 47 years later, and they're up in court and having to relive. I've sat a couple of times. It's my shame I can't get down every day. But I sat and listened to people talking about what way their parents was shot, or their brothers or their sisters and their mothers, and what damage the bullets and all done to these people. And these people are sitting in court having to justify, like, that their families were...
And I hear you, Martin. And the final point I would make to you, right, is...
Can I come back on your final point? Because I want to say something to you, if you don't mind.
You can, of course.
Go ahead.
The final point I would make to you is, maybe, just maybe, there are people within the PSNI, and of course there could be candidates outside the PSNI too, okay?
Yep.
But maybe there are good people within the PSNI who would be listening to you and who would be thinking, okay, I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to change how the police, of the mistakes that's happened before. And for Mary Lou McDonald to then say, there's no one in the police capable of being a chief constable. Do you right. not think, honestly, that that's going too far?
Right, but hold on a wee second. First of all, I think the PSNI is doing a really good job of undermining themselves. They don't need any help from anybody else. As far as I could see, Mary Lou was asked a question, can you see anybody and she says, honestly, I don't know anybody, whatever way she said it. Is this so more important than what should have been on the desk? You spent more time on Mary Lou McDonald has said than what you have has actually happened and what the thing. But the thing I wanted to come back to you on
very quickly now, Mark.
Right, no, not a problem. But you stopped me in the first place. You said some. You brought in about where's the IRA papers and all that there, and I told you this is a Jeffrey Donaldson unionist lane that you use all the time. And it's an absolute disgrace that even when Jeffrey Donaldson is asked about soldiers being prosecuted for murders, like murdering the Ballymurphy people, murders on Bloody Sunday, murders in Spring Hill, Westrack, and Jeffrey Donaldson, and you say, well, should these people not be prosecuted? And Jeffrey Donaldson's lane is, and you use it yourself regularly, you just used it this morning, Jeffrey Donaldson's lane is, but the IRA killed more people than anybody else.
And Jeffrey Donaldson also says that anyone who has broken the law should be prosecuted. The commentator Chris Donnelly listening to this morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, again, we hear the passion, the anger within some of our callers this morning. If we come back to what Mary Lou McDonald said yesterday, the question is, why did she say it? Because it's very rare that senior people within Sinn Féin will say something unless they've thought it through and there's a strategy behind it. So why did she say it?
Well, I think you're right, Stephen. I think Mary Lou chose her words given the backdrop. The revelation the PSNI had failed to disclose significant information, you know, to the police ombudsman regarding a number of loyalist killings during the conflict. And I think the importance of that really can't be understated with regard to, you know, confidence in the PSNI. We've heard from the ombudsman, Michael Maguire, that this new information relates to sensitive intelligence-led material, including covert policing. Now, you know, the PSNI may have apologized and claimed that the information was not withheld deliberately. But unfortunately, Stephen, I would contend you're going to look long, hard, and ultimately in vain for many nationalists who believe that's the case. You know, even the SDLP's Dolores Kelly is on record as stating, you know, I think it was only yesterday, she said, you know, it's difficult to believe there's not a hidden dead hand of the security services in the organization. So what we're saying again, Stephen, and you've heard this throughout the program today, the past is always with us. and it has a corrosive effect on our ability to move forward.
But
if we look at Mary Lou's comments, even yesterday, you know, when she was asked the question initially about, do you think that would you have anyone in the current leadership team, the PSNI, that you would have competence to replace them? She actually prefaced it by saying, I've said to you that the PSNI's credibility on matters pertaining to legacy is zero. So again, it's the legacy issues, not in terms of what the police are supposed to be doing today in the here and now, policing and moving forward. It's the legacy issues. And I think that's why it is so important that we get back to the Stormont House agreement in terms of those institutions, those legacy institutions, to get those set up so that we can begin, in a sense, to have the police looking after the here and now of policing. And detaching them, divorcing them as far as possible from looking after legacy cases.
But Chris, isn't this also a story about leadership and a good example of the public being able to assess someone's capability for leadership? Can you imagine if in anywhere else in the UK a leader stood up and said, no one within our current police force could be trusted or is capable, and I'm paraphrasing what Mary Lou said, but this is what she was saying. She can't see anybody within the police getting the job. That would undermine, would it not, that person's capability to be impartial if their party was going to be sitting on a recruitment process. And she knew that, and she still said it.
Yeah, I think that if we were anywhere else in the UK, the issue of sensitive, significant information relating to killings that may have been held, information held by the police relating to those killings disappearing for years and only appearing to the ombudsman, you know, that would be an extraordinary circumstance. So our circumstance is very different than anywhere else in the UK. I do think, Stephen, it is important what Gerry Kelly did on your programme today, because obviously in terms of fair employment, it is important. Sinn Féin is the largest nationalist party. They have three members on the policing board. It is actually, Karen Bradley knows this, George Hamilton knows this, the DUP knows this, and so does Sinn Féin. It is very important that a Sinn Féin member is on the policing board interview panel. Why? Because it is actually, contrary to some of the comments that have been made in your programme today, it is in the interest of Sinn Féin to have policing working right in the north of Ireland. They need the police. Because, and you made allusion to it during the programme too, Sinn Féin are fighting against dissidents for the hearts and minds of nationalists. We are in the political vacuum at the moment. It is very important that the credibility of the police in Northern Ireland is enhanced. And therefore, you know, whatever about this spot at the moment, both the PSNI and Sinn Féin know that they have to continue working together. And I think it's quite
interesting. Do you think that was a rollback, Chris? Do you think Gerry Kelly's comments on the Nolan Show this morning was a rollback from what Mary Lou McDonald said? The TV are pointing out that Gerry Kelly said, capable of applying, not capable of getting the job.
Well, of course, Gerry Kelly can only say relation. You know, if he or another member of Sinn Féin, well, there's only going to be three, and so it has to be one of the three, is going to be an interview panel. They can't say in terms of getting the job. They can only say, obviously, people within the PSNI or other policing outfits within the United Kingdom or elsewhere are capable of applying. I'll put it this way, Stephen. I think Sinn Féin will be quite happy that Mary Lou's comments will sit alongside Gerry Kelly's. Because, yes, it is important that Gerry Kelly made that statement because Sinn Féin have to be consistent with fair employment.
Well, Pat Sheehan this morning wouldn't be drawn on it on Gamu when he was asked, internal or external, were they capable, he wouldn't be drawn on it. Gerry Kelly did.
Well, I think it's important that Gerry Kelly did because it needs to be said. But from Sinn Féin's perspective, what Mary Lou McDonald said also needed to be said, and very clearly at this time.
Okay. Chris Donnelly, thank you very much indeed.